Mr. Chairman, the issue of lethal autonomous weapon systems is on our agenda for the fifth consecutive year now, and thus we look forward to substantial outcomes and hope that a consensual legal and ethical framework can finally be established. One thing is certainly clear. The development of laws will provide the capacity of altering irreversibly the nature of warfare, becoming even more inhumane, putting in question the humanity of our societies, and in any case, compelling all states to reassess their military capabilities. For this reason, my delegation suggests that it is possible and desirable to consider the principle of anthropological non-contradiction as the common point of reference for our discussions. In other words, any technology, including autonomous weapons, in order to be acceptable, must be compatible and consistent with the proper conception of the human person, the very foundations of law and ethics. Mr. Chair, the robotization and dehumanization of warfare, in particular through artificial intelligence and machine learning in weaponry, bring our several ethical and legal questions and contradictions. Please allow me to present a few. An autonomous weapon system could never be a morally responsible subject. The unique human capacity for moral judgment and ethical decision-making is more than a complex collection of algorithms, and such a capacity cannot be replaced by or programmed in a machine. The application of rules or principles requires an understanding of context and situations that entails going well beyond the potentialities of algorithms. For example, to characterize a fact or to apply a general law to a particular case demands on the part of the judge something more than the application of simple consequential logic, more than the pure manipulation of formal and codified rules. In this regard, autonomous weapon systems may consider normal in the statistical sense of the term and thus acceptable those behaviors that international law prohibits or that, albeit not explicitly outlined, are still forbidden by dictates of morality and public conscience. An autonomous weapon system may deviate from the areas of evolution or the objectives prescribed by the responsible political or military authority. Yet, it is necessary to always have a proper traceability of the use of force with an accurate identification of those responsible. In fact, this unpredictability would be at odds with the principle of jus in bello, and since it could translate into behavior of targeting civilians to maximize military interests. The idea of war waged by non-conscious and non-responsible autonomous weapon systems appears to hide a lure for dominance that conceals desperation and a dangerous lack of confidence in the human person. This rationale ignores the fact that for a machine, a human person, just like everything else, is merely an interchangeable set of data among others. Now, this is precisely the inhuman contradiction the delegation of powers to autonomous systems put us on the path of negation, oblivion, and contempt for the essential characteristics unique to human person and solidarity virtues. My delegation wishes to echo the words of the Pope Francis that we have the freedom needed to limit and direct technology. We can put it at the service of another type of progress, one which is healthier, more human, more social, more integral. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.